If you would listen to the last administration, every puddle would be a water of the U.S. And indeed, under the most draconian reading of the WOTUS ruling, 86% of North Dakota would be federally regulated, which is just unacceptable and untenable for producing states. Our Attorney General, Wayne Stegem, got an injunction in 2015 on the original WOTUS rule. That injunction is still in place. That has never been lost. So we really appreciate that. But now, as this new administration is talking about opening up WOTUS again, obviously we're gonna have real pause for concern. We have the Little Missouri River. We have the Missouri River. We have Lake Sakakawea. We have the Red River in the east. We know what navigable waters are. But a dry creek bed north of Bellfield is not a navigable water, and the federal government has no business regulating it.